Alright folks, settle in because tonight we're diving into something truly powerful. Journaling before bed. Ever feel like your brain's on a constant hamster wheel, racing through thoughts and worries long after you should be asleep? Yeah, I get it, that inner monologue can be relentless. But here's the thing, putting pen to paper before hitting the pillow can be like hitting the reset button on your mind. We're not just talking about jotting down a quick grocery list or remembering what you had for lunch that others are important to. This is about diving deep, reflecting on your day, and processing those thoughts and emotions in a healthy way. Think of it as a mental declutter before you drift off into dreamland. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Journaling? Sounds kind of old school, right? Trust me, it's anything but. It's like having a personal therapist in your pocket, always there to listen and help you make sense of things. Plus, with technology constantly vying for our attention, taking a few minutes to disconnect and truly connect with ourselves is more important than ever. So, let's get into the nitty-gritty 5 key takeaways that'll have you journaling like a pro in no time. 1. Embrace imperfection. Forget about perfect grammar or literary masterpieces. This is your space, your sanctuary. Scribble, doodle, rant, rave, it's all good. The beauty of journaling is its raw honesty and freedom from judgment. Think of it as brain dumping, just let those thoughts flow without censoring yourself. You'll be surprised at what comes out when you give yourself permission to simply write. 2. Be specific, be present. Instead of vague statements like it was a good day, dig deeper. What made it good? Who did you connect with? What challenges did you overcome? Paint a vivid picture in your words, engage all 5 senses. The more specific you are, the richer your reflections will be. And remember, present tense is your friend here. 3. The gratitude game. Every evening, take a few minutes to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. These don't have to be monumental events. Maybe it's the warmth of your coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just a sunny morning. Focusing on the positive can shift your entire perspective and set the tone for a peaceful night's sleep. 4. Reflect on your day. Think back on your day's highs and lows. What made you smile? What sparked frustration? How did you handle those challenges? Journaling allows you to process these emotions in a safe space, gaining valuable insights into your own thoughts and patterns. Remember, this isn't about dwelling on negativity, it's about understanding it, learning from it, and ultimately moving forward. 5. Don't force it. Journaling should be enjoyable, not another chore on your to-do list. If you find yourself struggling, don't push it. Maybe try free writing for a few minutes, listening to calming music, or even writing in bullet points instead of full sentences. Experiment and find what works best for you. There's no right or wrong way to journal. Okay, picture this. You're winding down after a long day. The house is quiet, maybe some soft music playing in the background. You grab your journal and pen, settle into a comfy chair, and take a few deep breaths. As you start writing, you realize how much tension has been building up throughout the day, that nagging work email, the traffic jam, even a silly argument with your partner. But as you put those thoughts on paper, they seem to lose their power. You process them, acknowledge them, and ultimately let them go. By the time you finish journaling, you feel calm, centered, and ready for sleep. You've done more than just record your day, you've actively engaged with it, processed those emotions, and gained valuable self-awareness. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways to make journaling a nightly ritual that transforms your evenings and sets the stage for deeper, more restful sleep. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about showing up for yourself each night, giving your thoughts and emotions a voice, and ultimately creating a space for peace and clarity. And if you try out some of these tips, I want to hear from you. Share journaling experiences, insights, or even funny anecdotes on our social media pages. Let's create a community around this powerful practice, inspiring each other to unlock the magic of nighttime reflection. Until tomorrow night, keep those journals flowing and get ready for some seriously good sleep.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.